Hello, welcome to Newspox. It's Wednesday the 14th of February 2007.
Valentine's Day. How many cards and flowers did you get?
Got some flowers.
They're very nice roses.
Got that?
Yeah. How many did you get?
Same amount as you.
Yeah. Nice. We did well.
The news I found quite depressing today.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to ignore it all.
Oh, okay.
It's sad.
There's a lot of sadness. I know. Well, you're quite sad about Robbie.
I'm quite sad about Robbie, but there's a lot of actually far worse stuff happening as well.
Yeah, I'm sad about all the children in the United Kingdom.
Why? What's happened to them? Are they all being raped by their uncles?
Well, no. That's 35% of them take drugs. 36% are being bullied. 16% are overweight. 38% have had sex. 31% drunk.
There's a new survey out, isn't there, about which countries in the sort of Western world are the best to be brought up in.
Yeah.
And Britain is the worst out of all of them.
Yeah.
Everyone's shocked because it's worse than Poland and Greece. Everyone thought they were shit, but it turns out no. It's rough here. It's another good reason not to have children.
Mm-hmm. It's very sad, and also it said that children don't feel any kindness from their peers, which is true. Children can be mean, but
children can be cruel. They don't need to be.
No. Yeah, so that's sad. If you see a kid,
I've got some nice news.
Nice to it, maybe.
Nice news. Zoe Slater.
Oh yeah.
From EastEnders is going to star in a new makeover version of The Bionic Woman. So well done her, she's got a role in a big Hollywood thing. It's a pilot at the moment.
I bet Marty McCutcheon's furious.
Marty is a livid, I can tell you that for nothing.
Yeah, well done, she's an English role, isn't she? She's done herself proud.
Well, I think that's brilliant. I think, you know, I'll be interested to see what it's like. There's some ladies have taken their tops off for Valentine's Day. Ruth and Nicola. Would you like to know how Nicola spells her name?
Yeah.
N-I-K-K-A-L-A.
Nicola.
Yeah.
I'm Nicola.
They've taken their tops off and they're wearing some pants with hearts on and they've got a message for fellas.
Oh, what's the message?
It's whiners, diners and make us feel special or you'll be in the doghouse until Christmas. That's a good 10 months of being in the doghouse. I'm going to say, if your girlfriend does put you in the doghouse for that long...
Dumper, really. Instead.
Get someone better. You know, she's that bothered about Valentine's Day that she's not going to speak to you for 10 months. You're wasting your time. Kerry Katona's getting married this evening for Valentine's wedding.
Is she?
She's heavily pregnant and she's made her boyfriend go to a special dental spa because he's got manky teeth. and what's in the news? Colleen has bought Wayne Rooney the ultimate Valentine's gift. Can you imagine what the ultimate Valentine's gift is? I mean, we had someone bought someone a house yesterday.
A mansion.
No, it's a history book of Manchester United, costing £4,250. It's got 850 pages.
You won't be able to read that.
And it weighs 6 stone. I mean, who'd read a book that weighs 6 stone?
Well, Colin's very clever because that's an investment and he's not going to dog-ear it by reading it.
No, he can't read, can he?
Oh, hey, his face looks like a potato.
He shags a granny. North Korea, more good news. Kim Jong-il, he's not so romery on Valentine's Day. He's decided that he's going to close his nuclear reactor. Halted the programme. He says, oh, sorry, whoops. I just thought it'd be a laugh.
That was great.
Didn't realise everyone would go a bit mad about it, so that's fine, I'll give that up. So that's good news.
Good.
Yeah, actually, I'm very positive about the news. Bad news. First aiders are getting new fat dummies to train with so that you can learn how to resuscitate fatties. Because
they're more likely to die.
Well, there's that, and also, you know, you have the thing where you go, yeah, I can feel where the ribs are, so I know how to press down.
Yeah.
But no, you get to do it with fat people.
Just jump on the belly, doesn't it? They're
probably like choking on the bun.
Yeah, they put like a whole bar of dairy in it. Do you remember the woman that was nicking loads of money from her boss, and she nicks 3.5 million pounds. And
where does she nick it from? Was the one who did the Pepsi's fraud thing, the Coca-Cola Pepsi fraud? Is it just a general embezzlement?
It was a general embezzlement. But this is one of the things. Well, she bought a 6 meter smoke breathing dragon called Slayer, the walking trees as seen in The Wizard of Oz, a 2.7 meter stuffed bear and a statue of gangster Al Capone, a replica of a Model T Ford customised to look like a green goblin, one of more than 35 vehicles she purchased, also a Bonnie and Clyde mural.
She rented it, I think.
And 5 snowmobiles.
Where did she live? Somewhere really sunny.
Massachusetts.
Bonkers. I don't know if that's sunny or not.
What?
I don't know if that's sunny or not. I know the lights all went down on it. So she wasted it. Did she buy any property, invest it in, start an ISA?
No.
She spent all on walking trees. well done.
But look, that's one of the cars that she bought.
That is brilliant.
Damn
ugly. I don't think you could get you wouldn't open park in it.
No.
Scare everyone away. Anna Nicole Smith, still dead. There's now 5 men who might be the father of her child.
I'm the father of her child.
6. 5 men and a woman. Her ex-bodyguard is now saying, well, yeah, I was doing it with her as well. Could be me. And also, there's claims now that her oil husband, billionaire, 89, she'd frozen some of his spunk. So, could have used that. You wouldn't know, would you? You wouldn't bother. If you got 4 other donors, at least, you'd go for the ones that... I know that men's sperm isn't supposed to deteriorate as they get old.
I think there's less parts per million. It goes.
You just choose someone handsome and have his.
I mean, the billionaire though, he might have been a handsome young lad.
We never know. I don't. Sure, I think he was born before cameras were even invented. Were you breastfed?
No idea.
I wasn't. I do know that. Breastfed kids are 40% more likely to climb the social ladder than bottle-fed ones. I'd say we're on a similar rung of the social ladder. So you probably weren't either.
What's the social ladder?
I don't know. The team of experts believe breast milk helps the brain develop, leading to better education and job prospects in later life. The research started in 1937. Apparently parents' income had no bearing on whether their baby was breastfed.
Certainly, I think, given that, you know, I would always breastfeed just for convenience.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly it's, you know, it's what you're supposed to do, I suppose, isn't it?
Mm.
But some people have problems with that.
They do.
You can have issues around it.
If you're a heroin addict, though.
Yeah.
Don't breastfeed. If you've got AIDS, don't, just in case. And don't share a toilet seat with your baby.
Size is important for men.
Size of what?
Size of your sword, if you are a swordfish. Female greens... Oh, no, sword tails. Oh, they have... No, it's not a swordfish. It's a sword tail fish that has a tail like a sword.
Uh-huh.
The ladies like the ones with the big ones.
Of course they do. There's a picture here of a fat teenager
stuffing her face
with chips.
She's not done herself any favours though, because she has Lisa Thomas style put a bum bag underneath her stomach.
Yeah. Not great. Although at least Lisa Thomas put some slap on.
Oh yeah, she always turns herself out as well as she can. Is this all about the state of children, the youth of today? Yeah.
Yeah, they all smoke weed, they all get bullied, they're all poor, they've got nowhere to study at home, they die quicker, they have babies, they're miserable, they worry about money, they're in debt. Horrible.
That's not good.
No.
Well, a couple of children I've got high hopes for.
Go on.
Young Gary Barlow Sproggs.
Oh.
They're a boy and a girl. They're both under 7. Mm-hmm. They've been banned from watching the Brits on television because he doesn't want them to know that he's a pop star. Now, bearing in mind they're both under 7, I think they shouldn't be watching the Brits. It's
not with Russell Brand hosting.
Russell Brand hosting it. It's probably on at 9 o'clock.
They're not going to be very interested in it, really.
No, they should be watching Charlie and Lola, which is excellent.
Yeah.
Or Big Cook, Little Cook.
Or the Tweenies.
Tweenies, yes.
Or Jim Jam and Sonny.
Victoria Beckham and Kelly Brook have been doing their bit for UK women in America by going out with their breasts, so that's good.
Nice.
Girl Dies Playing, Builders OAP Con,
What a Man
Baby
Wants.
Row and Way. What? Baby Row and what? Baby Row and Way. It's saying secretaries have to weigh babies because there's no nurses. Depressing. Although I'm sure a secretary is more than capable of weighing a baby.
Then why can't the mother weigh the baby?
We have to have it written down properly, in case it's a size 0.
What a Man Wants on Valentine's Day, is to come home from work and find his wife / girlfriend splayed on a bed wearing some crotchless panties and a brassiere. They're not interested.
Who says romance is dead?
They're not interested in iPods or football tickets.
What is that? What most of them get for Valentine's Day?
There's a lot of that about, apparently.
Nothing. Yeah. I think is probably what they mean.
They think that Valentine's is a waste of money or an excuse to go out for a meal. Men want Angelina Jolie. Women want Daniel Craig.
Oh, we're all going to be disappointed then, unless we're Brad Pitt or the woman with a funny name is going out with Daniel Craig. Cleopatra, turns out.
Dog!
Minger! What a minger! Some coins have turned up. They're 2,000 years old, quite primitive, the size of a 5p, so very small. Apparently, she didn't look very nice on the coin, so they decided that she was a minger. It's quite hard to engrave someone on a coin.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think she probably was. She certainly put a lot of slap on, as we've said.
She did. Look good in a wig.
She pretty much invented it. So I think she was powerful. You know, she was rich. A lot of beauty comes with that.
And that's, you know, that's old. Some of the image might have been worn off. Like,
and also people maybe fancied different things back in the day.
They did.
Back in Egyptian times.
But if you think
and they were big
it,
on cats and stuff.
In the some African tribes where men like women with very long necks and very long breasts.
Yes, that's true. And that's
that's sexy there. But here, that wouldn't go down so well.
No, your breasts have to be round and up.
Yep.
Short and round.
You have to keep winching them up all day.
I think we mentioned, or I don't know actually if we did, the couple who'd been married for 79 years. They're in the 90s. Late 90s. And they're here. They've got an interview with them. She won a glamorous granny contest in 1984, 23 years ago. And they're still together. The secrets of romance. Always make an effort to look nice. No tracksuits. Kiss goodnight before going to bed every day without fail. So it wasn't really a smooch. Stay faithful and trust each other. Treat each other with good manners. Remember, it's a partnership. You are equals. Respect is the secret of true love. Now, interestingly, he looks like he was quite the looker at a younger age, although she did win a glamorous granny contest. Frightening. She was a frightening youth. She seems to have sideburns.
It's just a funny hairdo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, look at them. Bless.
They're well sweet.
They are. I think they're going to have a few more happy years together. They look very healthy. And
actually, I might try and pull him.
You could freeze his spunk and get pregnant in a few years.
Kevin Federline wants to go for a night out with Justin Timberlake.
You said a couple of days ago that he has been out for a night out with Justin Timberlake.
Did I?
Yeah. You made that claim on Newsbox.
Did I? Mm-hmm. Don't remember.
I did.
Yeah, it's only what I read in the paper. Anyway, here he says, we want to go for a night out, not to compare notes on Britney.
Yes.
It's to compare notes on music, because we're both musicians. What do you think about that, then?
I think Kevin Federline isn't a musician.
I think he's a rat.
Apparently, he was on CSI last night, which I missed.
Victoria Beckham started a blog and we're going to read it.
Brilliant.
She says it's great fun, but you can forget there are millions of people around the world reading it.
Where is it kept?
I don't know, but I'm sure we can find it.
This is a really great story. It's a fella who's operating city centre CCTV. Not sure where. It's in Worcester. And he's been found out that he's been kind of filming women's breasts and bums. Clothed, obviously, they're walking down the street, but he's been doing a close-up on them jiggling around.
Right.
As they walk down the street, and he's made a little 20-minute sequence, and it's been found. So he's now been suspended. My favourite thing about him is his name. Guess what he's called?
Mr. Jiggletits.
No, Tony Muff. I like that. He lives with his wife, Carol Muff. He has nothing to say. Russell Brand's in the paper. Says I like shagging. I'm not going to watch the Brit Awards, are you?
Well, no, we're
going out.
We're going out.
I don't watch it. It annoys me too much. Usually.
Is it?
Yeah, I find all awards ceremonies quite irritating. If I was going to be at home, I'd watch either Relocation or Dragon's Den.
I'd probably watch Dragon's Den then flick to the Brits.
Oh no, I watched Party Animals afterwards, which I'm finding weirdly alright to watch.
How did you find... We went to an awards ceremony last night.
We did go to a very glamorous awards ceremony last night, yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
It's alright. Went on a bit.
Did go on a bit?
Half of it was everyone being introduced to each other.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then everyone's names being... And then being introduced together at the end. Mainly introductions. Almost like it was a dating night.
Yeah.
What were your comments on it?
Well, we didn't win anything, did we?
No, we're never going to win anything, because we have already won something. And it's not about rewarding the best work, it's about giving everyone a chance, so that one day the supervisory board will have 800 people on it.
Hmm. Well, I am hoping, against all odds, that we can win something next year.
Valentine's Day, Deirdre. I've just noticed this one. I've sent some dog poo to my ex. I wrote on the bag, special Valentine's just for you. Is this the best revenge you've ever heard of? She said no.
What did she say?
Well, it's certainly a new twist on an old tradition. It sounds like you're well rid of him. You've had your revenge, so let go and move on. Now, this is the one that caught my eye. This is being published today. In the paper.
Right.
I don't think Deirdre makes them all up, but she does. So this has been posted, it's arrived, Deirdre has published it and put an answer.
Right.
This man must have sent this card about 2 weeks in advance of Valentine's. So, dear Deirdre, the post has just come, and there's a card from my flatmate. I'm sure it's a Valentine card from her ex. She's 21, he's 28, she finished with him a month ago and he wants to move on, Since then he's been on her case all the time, calling and sending her flowers and cards. Everyone knows he's not right for her, but I'm worried she'll weaken as she's feeling lonely. Should I hide the Valentine so she doesn't get tempted? So, you know, he's obviously sent this 2 weeks in advance. And if he's showering her with cards and stuff, you know, the likelihood isn't a Valentine, then she's getting all the other stuff. Anyway, don't hide that post. That's what Deirdre says. I think it's right.
It's
the right thing to say. Now, do you remember in the old days, on Valentine's Day, there used to be columns of little notes that you could write saying, to my fluffy bunnykins, you are a wovely.
I wove you.
I wove you.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore. There's some people here holding signs saying, will you marry me?
Wow.
James wants to marry Amber. Sophie wants to marry James, a different one. Dennis wants to marry Sammy, and Pete wants to marry Carol. Good luck to all of you, especially Dennis, who has extraordinary hair.
Yeah, he looks a bit feminine.
Looks a bit feminine, and a little bit from the 80s.
Yeah, I think
neither of those in a good way.
Samantha, say yes, but I mean, say yes if you fancy it, but get him to cut his hair. James, Sophie's very pretty, probably the best you're going to do.
Oh, they look quite sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a florist.
Oh. She's only 18, so she's too young to get married.
She is.
They've had a son together, but that's not going to last.
Wow. She doesn't look like a scrubber.
This man is old, and his girlfriend is old, so they might as well.
Yeah,
they
might as well.
Is that it?
Yeah. Not a lot.
Not a lot to go on today. I've skipped all the depressing news.
Yeah.
We've not talked about Robbie. It's too sad. Get better, Robbie.
Thanks to Scrim for telling us about tourniquets. Basically, the stuff around their necks is a giant kind of knob.
But not one that has spunk coming out of it.
No, but it does get erect.
And it attracts the ladies because it looks like a worm.
Yeah.
And they have a snood and a wattle.
Yeah. And a canicle.
So we know all about turkey's necks now.
Thank you.
I think I dislike them even more than I did before now. Now I know they're
getting turned on.
Sexy.
I don't think
a lady turkey, if you for Valentine's Day, why not go home, get your wattle all puffed up, and then wear some crotchless panties.
Crotchless panties.
Alright, that's it for today.
I should have popped me.
You should have today, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to News Pox. Have a lovely Valentine's Day. If you don't get anything, it's shit anyway. And I don't have any respect for anyone who buys stuff for Valentine's Day, neither should you. thanks for listening. Bye!